Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson takes first base on ball four. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olson, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Fain moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Kell moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Kell moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Jensen reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball towards center field. Rivera fields the ball and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Keegan drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Keegan. Jensen scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Lepsio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lepsio. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Kell moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Olsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-1 in the game. Aganez hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olsen moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Consolo. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olsen hits a line drive into right field. Cavaretta picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cavaretta. Pearsall moves to third. Olsen moves to second. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-2 in the game. Aganez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Olsen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Olsen. Olsen throws it away. That's an error on Olsen. Rivera moves all the way to home. It's 5-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Pearsall throws the ball into Lepsio, who tags Lawler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler scoops up the ball and tags Jensen for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fain moves to third. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Kell moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Leo Keeley now pitching. Ed McGee pinch runs for Phil Cavaretta. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Consolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing right field. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid Hudson now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 3 in the game. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Bowling bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.